Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast, partly sunny, chance of a thunderstorm, low to mid-90s. Once again, we have heat advisories in effect for today. Tomorrow, chance of a thunderstorm, 90. Sunday, sunny, not as humid, around 80. Monday, sunny in the mid-80s. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few minutes. Crescendo Chamber Music outdoors today at 5:30 at the patio stage at the Sharon Playhouse. The concert featuring French Baroque flute music. And guests, it's unusual for Crescendo to perform in an open setting, but the wooden roof, wall, and stone floor of the patio stage actually make for great acoustics for the ensemble of four. And the Playhouse is opening its bar, so you'll be able to purchase a drink if you'd like. The concert will have a brief intermission. The whole event is under 2 hours long. For more information, SharonPlayhouse.org. You can purchase tickets at the door or online, worldclassmusic.org. Well, the U.S. Census shows that in New York, an increasingly diverse and multiracial Westchester majority non-white in Westchester County, non-Hispanic white people fell below 50% of the population. Meanwhile, in Massachusetts, early census figures show the population has surged in Massachusetts, but Berkshire County and the cities have declined. The census showed that the population was up 7.4% over the last decade. That outpaced the 4.1% average in the Northeast, equaling the growth rate of the country as a whole. Great Barrington is suing a former worker in its tax collection office who is accused of stealing more than $150,000 in tax and other payments as far back as 2012. Deborah Ball, 64, of Great Barrington, also facing criminal charges in the case. The town is suing to recoup that money in addition to attorney's fees and other costs, according to the civil complaint filed in Berkshire Superior Court. A pretrial hearing in the civil case is set for October. Ball's criminal trial, also in Superior Court, has not yet been scheduled. In Connecticut, the CIAC has released its guidance for masking and COVID-19 measures for the fall sports season. Masks must be worn for all volleyball activities, whether a match or practice. For swimming, masks must be worn while on the pool deck, but not while competing in the pool. For cheerleading and dance, masks are required inside except when stunts are being performed. Masks do not have to be worn while outside at any of the other fall sports. The CIAC, along with the State Department of Public Health, is encouraging all student athletes, coaches, and officials to get vaccinated. By the way, Connecticut's state positivity rate is now at 3.5%. In New York, the Education Department has issued COVID guidelines calling for masks and 3 feet of difference for schools in K-12 through New York this fall, and recommendations for universal indoor masking, physical distancing, and testing. And in New York, there's recommendations to cancel some high school sports, including football, in high COVID areas. The education regulators are recommending schools cancel high-risk sporting events in areas where there's a high transmission of COVID-19, unless the participants are fully vaccinated. The State Education Department released a set of school reopening guidelines for the 2021-22 academic year, which is slated to begin next month. Among them were recommendations to schools related to sports and other extracurricular activities. COVID vaccinations at the library of Rolof Jansen Community Library from 10:30 till 12. The Columbia County Health Department will be on hand to give COVID vaccinations to any eligible county residents. More information, rojanlibrary.org. A food drive-through, free food distribution, 10 till 5 p.m. at Our Lady of Hope Parish, State Route 22 in Copaic. Fridays on the Green continues in Norfolk. Summer events on the Village Green, live music and art with Mike Cobb and Hillary Van Wright, presented by the Bautel PTO. The Sharon Sprint Triathlon will be held on Saturday at 8 a.m., offering challenging courses for the triathlon veterans and a small-town charm, making it approachable for first-timers as well. Encouraging team and youth participation, the event is held each summer on the second Saturday in August. Participants can register at active.com. August Fest in the Village, a fundraiser for the Hunt Library in place of auction in the Village on Sunday from 4 till 6 p.m. Bratz Brews, a silent auction, live Patsy Cline and other music by Kane Clawson and Country Jam. Tickets are $30, $5 for children under 12. You can order at thehuntlibrary.org or at the library itself. Our business brief is underwritten by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Morgan's at the Interlake and interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912. 413-243-0347, vialeinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 35,499.85, the NASDAQ at 14,816.26, and the S&P 500 at 4,460.83. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.